San Francisco gym owners irate after learning city government gyms are open. By Dylan Gwynn on September 7, 2020. CrossFit for me, but not for thee. That would seem to be a fitting slogan for the city of San Francisco after it was discovered that gyms in government buildings have been open for months, while privately owned gyms in the city remain closed due to the coronavirus. It's shocking, it's infuriating, said Danielle Rabkin of CrossFit Golden Gate. Even though they're getting exposed, there are no repercussions, no ramifications? It's shocking. One city gym, the Hall of Justice gym, has been open since July 1. The Hall of Justice, and the other gyms contained in government buildings, have been available to judges, paralegals, bailiffs, lawyers, and whole host of others in the legal fields. Those fortunate enough to be in a legal profession and have access to those facilities have in most cases enjoyed uninterrupted access to state-of-the-art exercise facilities. The people paying for those gyms and the salaries of those using them? Not so much. It just demonstrates that there seems to be some kind of a double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and what the residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, said Dave Carker, owner of MX3 Fitness. What the city has unwillingly done is created this great case study that says that working out indoors is actually safe, Carker explained. So, at this point, we're just demanding that they allow us to have the same workout privileges for the citizens of San Francisco that the employees of San Francisco have. Put this report together with last week's story about the unmasked Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, getting her hair done at a San Francisco salon that was closed to the general public. And one could get the impression that there's a double standard going on in the city by the bay. After Pelosi claimed that she had been set up by salon owner Erica Caius, and that Caius should apologize to her for apparently entrapping her in a hair appointment, Caius returned fire. For the Speaker of the House of the United States to go on TV and falsely claim she was set up, and publicly defame me and send out PR firms to spin more lies, is bad enough, but for Speaker Pelosi to frame herself as a victim under a total false narrative while small businesses and workers all over California, the state she represents in Congress, suffer and struggle just to survive is beyond shameful. I don't owe anyone an apology, Mrs. Pelosi owes the entire country an apology. Pelosi has not apologized for the incident.